The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Welcome. It is hump day. Right in time for Kurt making his trip back from his vacation. Hump day. ED Kurt. Hump day. Yeah. Live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza in front of the Ford Center, where the high today is 90-something. I don't know. It's still hot. It's still
hot.
Almost October. This is what it is. This is Nate Newton. That is Kurt Daniels. Yeah. I am Jesse Holley. Together, we are hanging with the boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. This segment brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
It's another special day, right?
It is.
Hey, bye.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember bye?
Yeah.
Dancing in September.
Yeah.
Bye.
September 21st.
Never was a cloudy day.
Hey. Yeah.
Wow, so, G. That's for our man G.
Yeah, G. Kurt accepted your challenge, man. Bye. Kurt accepted the challenge. I love it. That's why we are the people show. That's why we are the people show. But there's also an extra special day in this as well. If my information serves me correctly, the nominees for the 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame has been announced.
Yep.
I ain't good enough to be anywhere near the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No, wasn't me. I wasn't even close to that field.
Kurt, God didn't bless you with athletic talent.
No.
To that level. Chris, your son one day may be there, but you weren't blessed with those genes either. That only leaves one other person that is surrounded with our show.
Yeah.
Who could possibly be in this conversation as a nominee.
Shannon Gross.
They don't have helmets big enough to fit that head.
For real.
His helmet would have to be something like, I don't even know, like a Buick or something. It had to be like a small Kia to fit that dome. But our boy, our uncle, your uncle, the people's uncle, Nathaniel Newton is a nominee for the 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, I'm already in there several times. They need to make it official, they can, but Super Bowls, records, you know.
Now, Deion Sanders said that there needs to be levels of bust.
Yeah.
He says his bust should be on a different level than other people's bust.
Mm-hmm.
If, I should say, when the day comes, because I believe that one day you'll get in there. If the day comes, do you think that your bus should be on the same tier or level as Deion's bus?
Your bus
need to be closer
my
to bus the buffet.
Be Larry Allen, none of those guys, because they went in way before, and I should be on a level on my own, man. They should have me, man, with an apron around me, rolling some biscuits out of the French fries, taking a picture. You know what I'm saying?
Turkey leg.
I'm on my level by myself. Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Maurice White.
that's huge right there, Nate, man. To be in that conversation, I think it's long overdue. I was saying this earlier this year because we always say when it comes to Tyron Smith, we always go, oh, future Hall of Famer Tyron Smith. And then when you go look at the numbers, you go, wait a second now.
Yeah.
Wait a second. If we're so quick to throw Tyron Smith already into the Hall of Fame, let's look at a few numbers here. And when you look at the numbers, they're very, 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 very similar with the exception of three.
Mm-hmm. Those are big three.
And Tyron ain't got that three.
No.
And no knock against Tyron Smith, but I don't think Tyron's going to get close to one of those three, and that would be Super Bowl championships. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think Tyron is living off, and the Cowboys are living off today, what Nate Newton and his teammates did 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, Nate, man, we're super proud of you, brother.
That's very cool.
That's super cool, man, to be in even this. Our show is just like an award-winning show, man. We got that's Emmys. Right. We got nominations. We got Black Hall of Fame. We got Pro Football Hall of Fame nominees.
When it comes to credit scores.
We got 900 credit scores.
I mean, wow, man.
We got longest drivers in the world.
Yeah, guys that just go off and winner. Get body parts removed and replaced.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Get things enhanced, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You know, listen.
Wow. We just go and watch his kid play baseball for 3 or 4 days and get paid. Hey. From what I got, Derek, like, hey, man, see your thing for these days off. We got you covered. That's what I heard. I mean, is that true?
You got vacation time, you know.
Yeah. Favor ain't fair, man, and it goes to those who have done the work beforehand to get it done. So, all right, man, now that we got that out the way, no, Nate, seriously, though, congratulations, brother.
Yeah, Nate, congrats, man.
We hope that
you know, it's like they pit all the Cowboys. I have to say this, Jesse. They pit all those Cowboys because they know they – put Eric in there, then put me in there, then the rest of y'all get in when you get in.
I think Darren should be in that conversation.
No, Darren should be in there.
Sure.
He was the first, and I can say this with complete certainty, and guys, y'all can correct me in the football world, he was the first guy to cover all positions on the field defensively as a defensive back. No matter whether you was in the slot, if he was needed there, even if you went, if you motion out, he would follow you.
He was at Teron Kearse position way before.
tight ends didn't have a chance against him.
Yeah.
Mm. Again, tight ends did not have a chance against him. He was dealing with slot dudes that were quick as lightning. Either the Jerry Rice when he fell into the slot, or the Taylor. Let's get kid Taylor play opposite Jerry. It didn't matter, man. And so. You know, they need to go let me speak for Woody. I'm serious, man. By the time I get through jacking a few dudes up in there, getting emotional. Eric Williams. They say it's two ways you can get into it. Have a sustained period of long, a long sustained period of time where you play at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just impact the league and change it. Eric Williams changed the league in 4 or 5 years. He changed so many rules. You know, phobia, you can hit people in the face mask with your hand. All of that became illegal. You can headbutt people, Thunderdome people. All of that became illegal. I mean, and besides this, he had excellent, excellent feet. He had excellent, excellent hands. You know, because he didn't miss. If he wanted to hit you in the face with the butt of his hand, he was going to hit you in your face. Yeah, if he wanted to spear you with that top of that dome, he was going to do that. And that's the only way he was going to stop Reggie. I couldn't stop him. He helped toss me at 360 pounds. I mean, Eric found a way to stop a Hall of Famer, bro.
Yeah.
It's no Hall of Famer. Richard Dent, he'll tell you that Eric could not play and neutralize. I ain't saying he never gave up a sack. He stopped them all. But he can neutralize any guy that walked into his zone. He can neutralize. And then when Larry Allen got over there, that was a no-fly zone, bro. Teams died over there. Your rookies died. If you put a rookie over there, they died over there. There wasn't no nurturing and getting better and paying a price. That price is your player may not be good for the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let that go, man. I'm going to let that go.
Well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations to you, Nate. And I am thankful to be able to be here to give you your flowers. Regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I feel about Troy, Emmett, Mike. I mean, we should have like 85. But anyway, this is just a Cowboy thing. That's because I'm a Cowboy. But I know you got bigger things to do today.
No, man, we just want to give you your flowers, brother. Yeah. You deserve them, and this is big. We don't want to just sweep this underneath the table and just like let it pass by. But, you know, there is a level of recognition that should be delivered to you from all of us. And so we're thankful that we get a chance to call you friend. Uncle Nate, Nathaniel, that we got a chance to rock out you for these years, man. And I hope that it goes the way it's supposed to go.
Right.
Despite whatever may have been before then. But, you know, just it's okay to do the right thing. You know, despite whatever, do the right thing. And get guys like Nathaniel Newton into the Hall of Fame. All right.
Now for the eighth time.
Yeah, now that we got out the way, let's get into some Cowboy football. Cowboys offense versus Giants defense, but let's do some housework.
House cleaning.
Yeah. Yesterday the Cowboys released Dennis Houston, wide receiver Dennis Houston. Dennis Houston found out the business side of the National Football League yesterday.
Yeah.
When you can do absolutely nothing wrong, but when there's moves that may need to be made or things that may need to be kind of worked out, they look around and they go, where do we have a surplus of numbers at? Oh, wide receiver, no problem. Dennis Houston, you're gone. And hope that they may get him back on the practice squad. But that raised a lot of eyebrows because of what he was in training camp and how he went from being an undrafted guy to now, you know,
Dak's one of Dak's, Ryan, man.
Yeah, he's at the Dak yard and spending the night at Dak house and, you know, all that kind of good stuff, to now being without a job for the time being. But that also leaves the question is, well, you got rid of the guy on the 53.
Yeah.
Who are you moving into the 53? And we've heard talks, you know, Michael Gallup didn't go on.
Right, he's already on.
He's already on the roster. Yeah. So I'm saying he didn't go on PUP. Yeah. So which means he's eligible to come back at any given time. And there's been these kind of quiet chirps going around around the star about, hey, he's ramping up, he's getting more practice,
And to get with this full reps this week.
And with this being a Monday night football game, he's getting some full reps this week. Also, Jason Peters. This is a guy they're talking about, hey, we're ramping up, we're ready to go. There's something that's going to be done with this roster spot. What? We do not know.
Right.
When? We do not know. But it was definitely, when it came across my timeline yesterday that Dennis Houston was cut, I thought that was a surprising thing.
And we need an extra tight end. McKinnon. So we need an extra tight end, too.
Right.
So, you know, that was brought up by one of your compadres, Mickey Spagnola, maybe just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Listen,
I want to see him stumble. He's turning
so
stirring that pot, isn't he, over there?
He's stumbling. I thought you had to give credit where credit is due.
I do. I love to give credit where credit is due. So the Cowboys heading to this Giants game, coming off a big win against the Cincinnati Bengals. Offensively, offensively, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
He ignored me.
When it comes to the game plan, that was a huge emphasis.
Right.
Heading in with Cooper Rush being your quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you carry that same game plan to the Meadowlands, or to MetLife, excuse me. Do you carry that same game plan to MetLife, or do you look to add some wrinkles to it? Do you feel a little bit more confident by the way that Cooper Rush played last week? Do you say, you know what, maybe we can do a little more? Maybe we don't have to be as hands-on. Maybe we can let him play a little bit more. Or are you saying, nah, we're saying this is what we're going to do. We're going to keep that same energy as we did last week, this week. Kurt? Yeah.
No, it's just Kurt. Give it to me. Let me clarify.
Go ahead.
What you mean by hands-on with the young quarterback? What do you mean by that? Explain to us, you know, because you saying they had a set thing, how they wanted to do with Cooper Rush, and this week here, they're going to give him a little more freedom? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so when I say hands-on, I mean, like, you know, allowing him to maybe make some change at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay.
Maybe be more aggressive down the field. You know, kind of almost take the handcuffs off a little bit.
Okay.
Because when you have a backup quarterback who's now your starting quarterback, that first go around, you kind of want to see, all right, where is he at? I want to get some easy throws, get him confident, get the offense rolling. But you want to make sure that the offense stays rolling.
Yeah. Right, right.
And too simple of a game plan, especially when there's film out there, because what they're getting ready to face with Wink Martindale, who's the defensive coordinator in New York Giants, is if you're unfamiliar with Wink Martindale, just take a look back at all the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh yes, sir.
Defenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wink Martindale was a part of that. Now I'm not saying Wink doesn't have all of the personnel that they had in Baltimore for all those years, but the mindset is there. And when I say that, I mean understand that Wink Martindale is going to come after you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Offensively, as Kellen Moore and Cooper Rush prepare for this game, do you see them carrying that same game plan of just balance, running the football, or they're going to say, you know what, let's open it up a little bit, let's take some shots down the field?
I think for right now, well, this may be the case even with Dak, like we've talked about before. They've got to play to their defense. The defense is going to hold them in this game, win this game, and use that running game to complement the passing game and hope that opens up. They were successful with that last week. They have to continue that trend. And to be honest, that's probably a trend they need to continue even when Dak is back. I mean, don't you think that's the way to go with that?
Because I wanted the fans to understand what Jesse was saying when he said, you know, relax a little bit, take the handcuffs, make sure that you're in the right play. You know, I think with Wink, and I wonder, like, why I keep hearing his name. I heard several people say that you explain. He's going to adjust from series to series to series. So you're going to have to be, as an offensive coordinator, willing to make quick adjustments as the game goes. Because he's kind of like Belichick is, well, he thinks that he's such a great defensive mind that he's going to draw up something that can get to you, you know. And so if 85 is your man, Noah Brown is your man. Mm-hmm. That won't be your man in this game. You're gonna have to show us that Fajoko can win you a game that can help you win. So yeah, I'm with you, Jess. We locking up now. I'm through with the jokes. I'm locking. Hey, that's big because I was wondering where Wink. Like, where did I keep hearing this?
Wink Martindale was a long time defensive coordinator, on the defensive side of the ball with the Baltimore Ravens. He is one that is not afraid to heat you up.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that Wink Martindale has had to his advantage for all those years in Baltimore is personnel.
Yes, he has.
Right? You're able to do certain things when you have certain players. Well, the Giants are down a few players. So we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the play that the Giants are down and how the Cowboys can benefit from the lack of personnel that the Giants may have defensively. Stay with us. Hang with the boys. Be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pre-game sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this marvelous hump day. Just a reminder, this segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. And remember, are you a Cowboy fan who spices it up for the game? Nominate yourself or a friend to be the Cowboy Fan of the Year presented by Captain Morgan and win a free trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Nominate yourself or a friend at DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year. So if you guys know anybody, nominate them. Also, one day we're going to have Blockchain come in here. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out how to do it. I'm going to call Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Charlotte.
See if she's confusing, man.
See what she's doing. see if she's busy. I was saying, see if she's busy, so she get. Oh, see, you really trying to get me in. I'm not falling for none of your shenanigans today, man. Okay. You're not gonna get me today.
Yeah,
all right, Cowboys taking on the New York Football Giants this Monday night. Monday Night Football, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, my hometown. Shout out to all my people back home in Roselle, New Jersey.
Did you ever go to Giants games at all?
As a kid?
Mm.
Maybe. Yeah. Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
No, not that I can remember. They used to give like little. I went to a bunch of Nets games.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Nets, because they would give, like, at school, they would give out these coupons.
Yeah.
Or, like, you, like, back then, the Nets weren't very good. So they were just, like, trying to get people to come in. So you go to a Nets game, they give you 4 tickets. And you get a 30 sack of White Castle burgers and 4 fries and 4 drinks for like $25. And so every now and again, my grandmother would scrounge up some change and she would take us to a New Jersey Nets game. But now I don't think a Giants game. Well, I don't think I've ever been to a Giants game as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, such is life. So as we were talking about before, the New York Giants defensively, they're down a couple of guys. You know, you heard their first round pick, Kayvon Thibodeau, he went out early in the preseason with a block, right? Tight end comes across.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a cut block. You had some defenders that were like, this needs to be outlawed as well. Like, no, defenders don't want no chip blocks. Mm-hmm. They don't want no cut block. They don't want nothing. They just want you to say, hey, play me one-on-one and let me beat you up all day.
Yeah.
So he went down with an injury, and he's kind of been day-to-day for the last couple of weeks, according to reports. Then they also lost their defensive tackle, Leonard Williams. He's out with a sprained MCL, and he's day-to-day. There's been talks, and we do the same thing here, right? You kind of just leave him on and say, hey, he's day-to-day.
Yeah.
But the potential he'll probably play. But it looks like that he may not play. But Thibodeau may be coming back for this game. That extra day always helps guys when it's a Monday Night Football game. And then they have the linebacker who has been out, Oju – I can't pronounce the name. What's his last name? Ojuari.
Ojuari.
So these two guys may be coming back. So – they'll be without a couple guys. And I think offensively for the Cowboys, what you saw last week against the Bengals with them being able to run the football, and I add that play with Tony Pollard in, I add that into the run game. That's just me. I know they gave it to him as a pass.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys would have averaged about 6.1 yards a carry last week against the Bengals. You got to think with them not having their big guys up front, especially Leonard Williams, who is a game wrecker up front, that the Cowboys have to go back to that running game earlier in the football game, at least to kind of create some balance and to neutralize the crowd noise in New York. Nate, you've been a part of this rivalry for a long, long time. And going up to New York, I always say this. When you have to play the Giants, Washington, or Philly, a lot of times records don't matter.
Right.
Because all those teams, your team is built to beat the teams in your division and vice versa. Because in order to get to the Super Bowl, you got to first win your division.
Right.
That ensures that you're going to get into the playoffs. So, Nate, when you talk about going up to MetLife Stadium, playing in this rivalry, how does that crowd noise, one, affect you? And two, how was it important to come in with still your backup quarterback, who's now your starting quarterback, to give him some confidence early in that football game?
Well, first of all, you know, you say Leonard Williams out, so that puts Nick Williams up, number 93, and a young guy, DJ Davidson. Those are two guys that will come in and try to fill that mark for them. They got a solid defensive line, and like you say, Coach Wink is pretty good at keeping these guys fresh and rotating with the edge rushers that they have and everything. The noise is going to be a key factor, and that's why your run game has to be solid this week. I'm watching a little bit of film on them. They're susceptible to down blocks, and you want to get these guys out and running. You need to get them out and running because Williams is very, very athletic, and Ward, one of the other edge rushers, is very, very, very athletic. But the other two guys, DJ Davidson and Nick Williams, they're some big, heavy guys in the middle. So you may want to stretch them out, either down block them and make them work a little bit extra hard in the game, because they will be limited there in the inside. Even though they lose Leonard Williams on the defensive end, sometime at pass rush, but he's normally a three technique inside playing those deuce blocks. He's good. He's played 114 straight games between the Jets and the New York Giants, and so that's going to be a big loss for them.
Yeah. Well, Derrick Henry ran for 82 yards against him, and McCaffrey ran for 100 and something.
Yeah.
So I would think that the Cowboys should be able to have success, especially if Williams is out. I mean, that's got to be a go-to, right?
Well, here's some stats right here that you provided for us, Kurt. In the two games the Cowboys have run, the first two games the Cowboys have run 30 times in the first half for 106 yards at 3.5 yards a carry, and they've passed 34 times for 215 yards. In the second half, they've run the ball 15 times for 72, 4.8 yards a carry, and 39 times for 218 yards. Balance is the word that we talked about against the Bengals. Do the Cowboys, is it a must? Is it a must that the Cowboys show that same patience and that same commitment to balance in this football game against the Giants?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked before, I think Nate talked about just that, running the ball a lot, you know, in the first half to kind of wear them down and get some rhythm going with the passing game. And so it was successful last week, and given that, you know, the run struggles they've apparently had, the Giants have apparently had so far, I think it's a must that they do have to. Now, you're not going to win games just running. I know Jerry at one point was talking about, oh, we're going to be a running team, this, and that, but you've got to use that run to kind of body blow them and set up what's going to come with the pass. And they did a nice job of that this past week. And to be successful, I think they've got to do that against the Giants, too.
It's going to be all about tempo. It's going, whether it's run or pass, it's going to be all about tempo, because I kind of misled one of the other groups that, you know, I watched a little first half of the game. No. The Giants play pretty consistent in who they are. Their offensive line is better than decent. Mm. The Giants' offensive line is better than defense. Their defense, I know, was better than decent. So we're in our third preseason game. Everybody's going to play a little bit better. The penalty's going to be a little bit down.
I love how you call regular season games our third preseason game.
It's third preseason game.
But these actually count.
They're better than decent on defense. Is that going back to the coordinator, Wink? Or is that – you think they've got the talent to be considered better?
I think they got the talent. They got Julian Love, who plays up in the box. He's that type of guy. He's got a sack. He's got a sack or two. He's got two tackles for loss, and this was just the last game. He plays pretty well now. O'Shawn, I can't get it, X-I-M-I-N-E-S, I can't pronounce that last name.
He was on, he's always was around. On the money yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday you had your thesaurus locked.
No, I'm not. I'm not on the money today, bro.
All right.
You know, it's one or two names can throw me off.
Don't be a flash in the pan. All right?
That's what I am.
I need consistency.
That's what I am.
Don't show up one day and now all of a sudden you got English.
I'm Armstrong, baby.
You got the English language locked down and you're throwing out the thesaurus words.
I'm Armstrong.
And the next day you come back and now you can't pronounce names. All right. I need you to be consistent. All right. Practice what
extremities.
You teach.
Is that extremities?
Don't ask me. I don't.
How y'all doing out there now? All right, now good to see y'all, folks. Good. All right. Yeah. Go on, Jesse. But I'm serious. They got some guys that play their roles real well. And agree with me or disagree with me. Some teams are going to be much better than their earlier records show as time go on. As the coordinators and defensive offensive coordinators learn their players and what they can truly do. And I see this with the Giants. If they get all their horses up and running defensively, they're going to be nice. Now, offensively, I don't know what that quarterback is, and I'm not. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, but I don't know what that guy is. So, but I do know defensively they got some jazz to them.
You know what's pretty interesting? I know this.
Right.
I know this. This is Nate. We're doing a live show here.
Who is it?
Is that Dion? If it's Dion, you can answer.
No,
man,
please.
Stop.
Please, who is it?
Who is it? Who
that
is
was
it?
A spam. Please.
That wasn't no spam.
There's no
spam.
Way.
There's no way.
Spam.
But what's
that was a special ring.
What's interesting about this game? Again, it's another mirror situation. We don't really know what we have with Cooper Rush. Right? Like, he played one good game last year, played one good game this year. Last year, he didn't play after he had the good game in Minnesota. This year, he would be required to play in the second game. They don't really know what they got with Daniel Jones.
Right.
Daniel Jones is still a huge question mark. What do we keep saying? We got to run the football. What are they doing? They are running the football. Yeah. They're giving Saquon Barkley all the opportunities to get the football in the space. But they too are relying heavily on their defense. And when you look at, if you had to poll and look at defensive coordinators across this league, two of the probably top four or five names that you're going to hear when it comes to defensive coordinators, you're going to hear our boy Dan Quinn.
Yeah, right.
You're probably going to hear like Todd Bowles in that mix. You're going to hear Wink Martindale.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got two defensive coordinators that are going up against each other, and they're saying, we both understand our offenses are limited.
Right, right.
And they're probably going to have to lean on us.
Yeah.
The difference is, of the two, one, we have Micah Parsons. And I think that is an absolute game changer. But Wink Martindale is not going to just sit there and let you pick his defense apart. He's going to change it up. He's going to give different looks. He's going to blitz Cooper Rush at times. He's going to make Cooper Rush play through coverage. Like, he's going to give a multitude of looks that this quarterback is going to have to face and say, I dare you to beat me.
Yeah.
And so there are two similar situations with this game. Now, the Cowboys are 1-1. The Giants are 2-0. So there are slight favorites there at home. They're 2.5-point favorites right now. And that's just basically because they're playing at home.
Right. Yeah.
But this is going to be a game that's pretty, pretty interesting. And we'll continue to break this thing down even more in our third segment. So just sit tight. Hang out with us. Come on back with the boys. Come chill with us, man. Emmy Awards, Hall of Fame Awards. I'm just out here trying to live life healthy and do the best that
but
I can.
But you're not a guy named Willie.
To Big Willie?
No, you're not a guy named Willie. You're not that guy. It's a guy that's supposed to have our shows on the air. Name is Willie.
Yeah, well,
you're not that guy.
I'm definitely not that guy. I'm black and I have locks, but I ain't that guy. But y'all stay with us.
Ah, that's messed
up. Hanging with the boys.
You dogging you, Willie.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yo Quiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yo Quiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo Quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are.
So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of Hanging with the Boys. We break this game down this week. Cowboys take on the New York Giants Monday Night Football. The Cowboys are already, we're 3 weeks into the season and they've already had two primetime games. They opened up the year Sunday Night Football, and now they double back two weeks later, and now they have
a star there.
There it is. That is star. Hey, we even had OJ talking about us.
Which one?
OJ, huh?
How many OJs you
know?
The
OJ.
How many OJs you know? How many OJs?
I don't know but one, but I'm like OJ. Keep our name out your mouth. Yeah, that's the OJ you talking about. Keep your name. Keep our name. We got our own problems.
Be careful now, Nate. You know,
no, I'm just messing around.
OJ, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get back to him.
Let's get back to OJ.
Well, here, you can get on my timeline. I ain't going to respond. You can get me, OJ. Big Noon don't care. Yeah, I ain't going to respond.
Nah, he come and see you, though.
Might show up with you. You know.
Stop. I just ordered a Bronco.
Nah.
It is white. Okay.
So funny.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
So you're lying. Did you really?
No, it's orange. Okay. It's orange.
Oh, it's orange.
Yeah, it's orange. Yeah.
Did you order a Bronco, though?
Oh, yes, sir. New Bronco. I'm supposed to have it, but I called my dude. He said, do you really want that? We thought you was joking. I say, okay,
so y'all like I'm joking?
Like I know
y'all
can you keep drive.
It. Now that I know that OJ coming for me, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Man, I met OJ. He's a good dude. I met him, man. He was a good dude. And I hate he went through that, whatever he went through. But anyway.
Whatever he went through.
Whatever he went through.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something. The mental thing of what I can take and what you can take and what you can take, it may not be the same, but what you can take.
Hey, sometimes that snap would be so good to make you snap.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
See, Justin, all of them caught what I was saying.
Oh, Justin, my gosh. Good thing on the internet.
I'm going to tell you something.
So good, Kurt.
That was good, that's for sure. She was
killer.
But the NFC East remind me of Welcome Back, Carter. It's the same old thing we talk about. The same old thing we used to.
Is that a movie?
Welcome Back, Carter.
You don't know Welcome Back, Carter?
Yeah.
Come on now. You're not that young, are you?
Yeah, I don't know Welcome Back, Carter. What's that?
But a guy had a class of kids, and they used to come on TV, and he used to be just comedy hour. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a TV show back in the
70s. Was Benny Barbarino on that?
Yeah, it was John Travolta's debut.
Yeah.
A TV show back
in the 70s.
Welcome
back. 70s. To the same
I wasn't even
when you was born?
In the 80s.
You've heard of
it. You was born when?
In the 80s.
No.
He's young.
You are, how old are you now?
39. 38.
You were truly born in the 80s?
Yeah.
That's 1983.
84. Chris, when were you born?
78.
Thank you.
Chris ain't
talking about me. This dude really made me, you really made me realize I was old,
dog. He's the youngest,
he's the youngest guy on the show.
I am the youngest on this show.
Yo, man, I got to do something about that. Derek, we got to rearrange this thing. Lord.
See, no, we don't want to be the old guy show.
Bro, you threw me.
We need this for youth.
I knew he was in the 70s. I could have put money on that, man.
That's why you shouldn't gamble.
I don't.
This is what happens when you drink water and mind your business. Your skin look really good. You don't look your age.
So we all must be drinking water.
Nah, you look old.
Nah, I don't look old.
Nah, I'm messing with you.
Jason, but you made me feel old.
Nate, you are kind of old. I told you, like, you could be my father.
Now you want to run the porch guilt? No, yeah. We ain't going back there. Let's get back to this game.
You are old enough to be my father.
We ain't going back there. We ain't going. Pastor Q, can we get him in here? Chris,
he calls. Yeah. We'll have another sermon.
Yeah. Please. Oh, where are we going with this?
All right, we got a little bit more time left to talk about the Cowboys offense. You know, Steve Young.
You haven't said nothing yet about running game. Should they run?
Yeah, we want to hear about
balance.
Thank you. You talked all around except that right there. What you think?
Should they run the ball?
Balance.
You brought it up. Balance. You brought it up.
As the host, I'm supposed to bring these topics up.
Okay, now give us your thought.
Yeah, balance is good. I told you before, we can't run to just run the football. We have to run the football with a purpose. And as long as we're getting positive yards in the run game, it will help us out. But if we're just running into a brick wall and now we find ourselves behind the sticks, then hell, just pass the ball in. You know what I'm saying? So what they did last week, early in that football game, they got the ball on the edges. They got ahead of the sticks. They were making progress in the running game. And that allowed them now to find themselves in third and short. Anytime you can find your offense in third and short.
Third, four and less, or third, three and less? Which one are you
four
talking?
And less.
Four and less.
Four and less, you've now put the defense on their heels. Because a good running game can get you 3 to 4 yards.
Right.
And even a short pass will get me a first down. So now I have the option to do whatever it is I want. You don't know whether I'm going to run it. I'm going to short pass it. I'm going to take a shot. Depending on when the part of the field. If I'm backed up, I'm probably not going to take a shot. But if I'm
on the 45,
if I'm 50 plus 45 side, I'll take a shot. So that situation right there opens up your opportunities to make plays.
No, if we do it, if we was on our 45, we'll hit you with Mike Irvin.
That bang eight that you guys used to run.
Yeah, was Mike Irvin hit you, boy.
That was poetic because at the top of that route, you know the ball was coming. When Mike put that.
Mike, the only dude who get ran down less than 40 yards.
At least I took 77. Took 77 to get run down by me.
You know what I'm saying? We on our 45. How much field is left? About what? 55 yards? 60 yards?
Yeah.
And Mike will run it. Do kind of that post?
Yeah.
And still get caught. And he'll get up and be like, if it was in the fourth quarter, he wouldn't have got me. This is the first half. Yeah. In the fourth quarter, he would have been tired. I'd have got it. Mike relied on that conditioning, boy.
But the Cowboys.
That's a good point using purpose, though, because you look the first half, they ran, they threw the
you
ball in four.
You are going back on the other side.
It's the right side.
It's the same. We're all saying the same thing, but you know, that like you went back.
You said the right thing. I guess from an editor's point of view, you said the right thing. You said
the purpose. The purpose.
Come on, man. You was rolling with your boy.
You said the same thing. I don't even hear it. So, but they've in the first half, like the stats earlier, they've only thrown the ball four more times than they have run the ball. But they've gained over 100 yards more off the pass. So it's a passing game. But if they can set up purposefully what they're doing to help with that,
they were purposeful.
And if you go back and you watch the Bengals game and you look at where the passes were at, outside of I either hope it's corrected or we stop going to it. Because I can promise you, Adoree Jackson has enough speed at the corner position. You keep floating a couple of those out routes and throwing them back inside like you were doing in the Bengals game. You can't keep flirting with that. So if you're going to run that out route, that ball should be to the sideline or
precise.
Out of bounds.
Yes.
Is he the best corner we've seen so far?
No, I think what Tampa had overall in the defensive backfield was probably the best. Odori's one of those guys. He's almost similar to Trayvon Diggs in when he's on, but when he's off, he is off. He is butter back.
The question I have for you on them out routes: should he be throwing it early before he's coming out of the
out
break?
Routes or timing routes? When he puts that outside foot down a good turn, that ball has to be at the sideline. It should be my receiver's going to catch it out here, or that thing is sailing out of bounds to a coach or to a player sitting on the sideline. You start throwing that thing back inside because that's where that DB is coming from. He's coming from inside out. If you're running the out route, he's coming from the inside out. And if you leave it back inside where a guy's running out and he has to go back like this, that's potential for a pick six.
Right.
So. Wow. But if you look at those passes in that game against the Bengals, it was all intermediate stuff. They took a couple shots downfield to kind of keep the defense honest, but it was all in between 8 and 15 yards.
Can we duplicate? See, because you got me nervous now.
No, no. Can you duplicate? Yes. But understand, Nate, you're walking into a situation where Wink Martindale watches film.
I understand that, yes.
And he knows what this quarterback likes to do. It's very evident what he wants.
Is Cooper Rush good enough to could do something different? Because I'm talking to you quarterbacks. You the second quarterback on the top. I mean, quarterback-minded guy. I'm like, come on, man. Do y'all have him pegged that that's all he can do? Cooper Rush, can he do more? Don't you want to know if he can do more?
Yeah, I would think this being – well, that's kind of the question. This being a second game, back-to-back game, we've never seen this before. Or is this going to be an advantage for the defense because they've seen him? Or is it an advantage for Rush because now he's finding a little bit of a rhythm and a little bit
of – Yes. Can he do more is what we're asking you, Jesse.
Do you want him to, though?
Don't – If he can't do more, we in trouble. We already
No, but this is why he's a backup quarterback. And I'm not saying like he can't do more, but as you begin to evolve,
Can he evolve?
We'll find out. Now I sound like the little guy. You got me sounding like him now. I don't want to sound like him.
Right.
But we're going to find out because as you play more games, you're going to be scouted more.
Right, right.
The Giants defense.
I don't think the Cowboys know what all they can do.
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna find out.
Here's what I'll say to that is, I'll say, and this goes back to Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy having to be on their game. I'll say, we're gonna go out there and we're gonna continue to do the things that Cooper Rush are comfortable with.
Right.
And in the event that it doesn't work, then we'll have to adjust on the run.
All right.
Are they willing? And that is the question. Are they willing to adjust if things aren't going in the favor that they planned to go early in that game? Yep. We'll talk about more of that later on this week. Tomorrow we have Cowboys defense, New York Giants offense. Make sure you're back here, same place, same time. My boy Nate, my boy Kurt, Chris Beam in the back, brother Will, Willie.
Hey,
William,
go into the Black College Hall of Fame section. Nate is in the Canton Hall of Fame.
You are in
there. And then go to the Super Bowl board, and I'm there too.
All right.
They built that team around me. I was 400 pounds almost.
Literally, they built it around me. Thank you guys for being here. We're back here the same time, same place, 1 o'clock, hanging with the boys. We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?